Hi everyone, welcome back to the LEGO Star Wars podcast. So today I was going to break down the LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special trailer and discuss the new episode from The Mandalorian. So before we begin, if you'd like to donate, click the link in the description of this podcast. Every donation will help this podcast out. Also, if you'd like to buy some merch, link is in the description. Really quick, make sure to check out Gaming Central Podcast if you're into gaming. This podcast informs you about everything gaming, gaming setups, best mics, best tech, and reviews of games. So go check them out. So let's begin. So first off with the holiday special. Wow, if I could say one thing from that trailer, I would say, chaos. That trailer was all over the place, honestly. Alright, so looking at the trailer. So first thing we see is an X-Wing flying into the planet Kashyyyk. I believe that's the planet because when they were... Because, like, those types of Kashyyyk tree, there's those types of Kashyyyk trees everywhere. Also, the original holiday special, it was set in Kashyyyk. So, when you see the X-Wing land, and I thought it was weird that they used the 2018 one instead of the 2021 one. I mean, I guess that's because the new one hasn't really been released, but, yeah. We see Rey land in that X-Wing with BB-8 in the cockpit, and then you go see Finn there to greet her. So right after that, you see the UCS Millennium Falcon in all its glory. Everyone's walking into it. So then it switches to the inside, where everyone's having, I'm guessing, a life day or Christmas party. And you see Poe Dameron, Ewoks, Maz Kanata, Rey, Finn, Chewbacca, that white Chewbacca from the Star Wars Advent Calendar, the one that's like, I guess it'd be like snowy and stuff. Jawas, R2-D2, C-3PO, Lando Calrissian, Greedo, Porgs, Jonna from Rise of Skywalker, and Max Rebo. Max Rebo is that blue alien, and also in Return of the Jedi that played those, I think it's like piano or whatever. But yeah. Next scene, it switches to a Mon Calamari giving Lando a cape as a present. Not much to say about that. Next scene after that, it switches to Rey and an X-Wing flying into what I believe a Jedi temple. There she finds a blue and green kyber crystal. I think it's a kyber crystal, I'm pretty sure. And a portal, and I believe that portal opened to the world between worlds that you see in Star Wars Rebels. But yeah, something to do with that. Next scene, it switches to the scene from A New Hope where all the X-Wings are lined up to take down the Death Star. But it's Lego X-Wings, of course. And then you see the trench and the Death Star where Luke will eventually fly into that and blow up the Death Star. And right when Luke's taking it down, Rey and BB-8 suddenly appear in the cockpit, I'm guessing from her going to that portal. Basically now she can time travel. So next scene, next scene, Luke's training with Yoda and Rey. With Yoda and Rey can see them, it's kind of weird. Next scene, Rey is fighting Darth Vader and Hoth with her yellow lightsaber that I really want Lego to put in the set. That'd be really cool. And then, next scene you see Darth Sidious sitting in a chair and Kylo Ren shows up and looks at him. The next thing, Kylo Ren has no shirt and starts dancing. Yeah, hey, maybe Lego put a shirtless Kylo Ren in the next set. Just kidding. Alright, next scene, Rey and Darth Vader at that Jedi temple, where Rey got that crystal and Darth Vader gets it and brings it back to Palpatine. And that's where chaos begins. Rey and Luke appear and are about to fight him before the scene changes to Yoda talking to the Emperor, weirdly enough. And this is where it's all crazy. I'm pretty sure the planet is Tatooine. And a battle has begun with the Imperials, the First Order, and the Final Order against the Clone Army. Okay, yeah, this is Tatooine because it has the twin sons. With the Imperials, First Order, and Final Order, we see Darth Maul and Anakin lead the battle with and Snow Troopers, Stormtroopers, Death Troopers, First Order Troopers, and Sith Troopers falling behind. And on the other side, we see Obi-Wan from the third episode, the second episode, and from the first episode, so three Obi-Wans, that's weird, along with Mace Windu, Han Solo, the older version of Han Solo from The Force Awakens, and a Phase 1 clone army. And if you can't see, it's hard to tell, you can see the pod racing version of Anakin on the clone side. And in the background, you can see a snowtrooper and Anakin's podracer buried in the sand dune. Alright, next scene, you see Anakin and Sebulba's podracer with two stormtroopers in the cockpit of Sebulba's podracer and Sebulba. You see an older Anakin, Obi-Wan, and young Anakin in his podracer, and you see Rey and Darth Vader fighting on Anakin's podracer. Next scene, I'm guessing this is, Seleukumai? Seleukumai. You see Anakin and Sebulba's podracer pass the screen, and then you see two clone troopers on speeders, and they start, like, joking around and stuff. I think they say, like, double jinx and stuff. Next scene, you see the portal open in the sky, and Rey and Darth Vader are fighting with Obi-Wan, Anakin, and two snowtroopers right behind them. They're all falling from the sky. And right after that, you see the Mandalorian, Baby Yoda, and IG-11. Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm thinking the planet here is Navarro from the Mandalorian. And so then you see a crowd of stormtroopers with IG-11, Mando, and Baby Yoda staring at the portal that just opened in the ground, where two Death Troopers just fell in along with Rey and Darth Vader. Next scene, we're back in the Trench Run with a TIE fighter, Darth Vader's TIE from 2017, the one from Rebels, and then we see Han Solo cheering in the Millennium Falcon right after the Death Star presumably blew up, because there was that scene in, the A New Hope. And then we see Darth Vader hand a present to Palpatine, a mug with Palpatine's face on it, which Palpatine doesn't really care for. He throws it behind him in his BB-8 with Rey working beside him. Next scene, Finn takes a microphone, then they all start playing music and dancing. Then it switches to BB-8 and the Wookiees making snow angels in the snow. Then some more dancing scene, and then we go back to Tatooine and Luke's, and we see Luke standing there, and suddenly a portal opens and a bunch of minifigures, an X-Wing, and a TIE fighter fall onto the sand. And we see an X-Wing on the ground, Anakin's podracer, and we see some stormtroopers, snowtroopers, battle droids, the three Obi-Wans, Episode 3 Anakin, Clone Wars Anakin, and podracer Anakin, so three Anakins. Qui-Gon Jinn, and we see Qui-Gon Jinn, Rey, Mace Windu, young and old Han Solo, Darth Vader, Greedo, Darth Maul without his legs. Yeah, that was really funny, because, like, Darth Maul was just, like, angry. He was just, like, laying on the ground so angry, but, like, you can see his legs, so I'm guessing his legs weren't there. And then Princess Leia, clone troopers, Sebulba, and a battle droid. Then, next scene changes, we see Luke in his Tatooine outfit again, all confused. Then Darth Vader and Rey are talking to him, and I mean, that's really it. We see Luke drinking blue milk. That's probably gonna be, oh yeah, that minifigure from the next year. Yeah, I'm not really happy about the Skywalker Saga game, and that's the promo. I don't know. I feel like we should have got, like, I don't know. I mean, any minifigure than that would be better. Then there's one more scene with clone troopers, an X-Wing in the background, and young and old Han Solo's, they both see Greedo, and Greedo and Anakin, a Death Trooper, Stormtroopers, and Sith Troopers, and Snowtroopers, and a TIE Fighter right behind Greedo. Then they do that sequence in episode 4 where, you know, the shoot first scene happened, like Han shot first or Greedo shot first, and that's it. Wow, I'm guessing that the plot of this holiday special is that there's portals opening and chaos is erupting, but yeah. Yeah, just a little crazy. I think the holiday special will be funny though. Let's not get into a canon discussion about it though. But yeah, I think it'll be a pretty good special. Probably better than the original one. Alright, cool. Now for another topic, I wanted to talk about The Mandalorian for a minute. So this contains spoilers, so again, I would watch the episode first. Alright, just giving a heads up. Okay, the second episode, wow. It was a pretty good episode until there's spiders. Ugh. Those spiders are so gross. I like that cameo from Dave Filoni though, that was funny. He was one of the X-Wing pilots, if you didn't know. I don't know how he's gonna fix that Razor Crest though. Oh man. But yeah, it was a pretty cool episode. I was hoping the planet was gonna be that one from the Clone Wars where the Padawans found their Kyber crystals, but I don't think it was the same planet. It was the snowy planet that they were on. I was thinking it would be the Kyber crystals, and it looked for a minute like, because they had those they had all those tunnels and stuff that they showed in the Clone Wars, but I don't think it was because they did not have those spiders. Also, an Easter egg, those spiders were actually in The Mandalorian first. And not The Mandalorian, sorry, Star Wars Rebels. They were those spiders, if you remember. And also, they were, I think it was an idea for episode 5, but it never came to light. So that's pretty cool, you know. But yeah, it was a pretty cool episode. Really good episode, actually. Yeah. And so with that being said, that includes this episode. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I wanted to do a Q&A soon again, so send those comments about Lego, this podcast, or me to my email or YouTube. Also, stick around because I have something to say. Thank you all for this crazy support. I know I have 928 plays. Almost 1,000 plays. And guys, at 1,000 plays, I have something special I'm going to do. I'll talk more about it in next week, but I'm going to be doing a giveaway. To enter the giveaway, you either need to email me or put a comment on YouTube. Also, subscribing to my YouTube, and I will I'll randomly pick one person to give a signed t-shirt to of my podcast cover art. So it's my podcast logo, and I'll sign it. But yeah, like the podcast if you enjoyed it, share it if you'd like, consider giving me feedback to improve or leave a question, leave a comment on YouTube if you'd like, email me if you have a question or just wanting to say hi, if you have any ideas for the podcast episode, email it to me, and if you want to donate, click the link in the description and buy some merch if you'd like. Have a great week, and see ya.